Michael and Jessica, you're both very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks
very much,
Amber. Lovely to be here.
Delighted to have you both here. So Jessica, I'm going to start off with yourself first of all. And I want to ask you a little bit about FIT. So tell us a little bit about the work you do, your fast track into information technology.
Yeah, so FIT, like you said, it's fast track into information technology. We were established in 1999, so we've been working with the tech sector and we've been working with the tech community for, 27 years now. And then in 2018, we became the national coordinator of tech apprenticeships in Ireland. So those apprenticeships include cybersecurity, computer networking, software development, and we have a data analytics commencing at the end of this year. So really, I suppose, we have that, distinct pathway into a career in technology. And I suppose technology is everywhere. And it is imperative that we have the talent and the skills within Ireland to be able to fulfill the needs, really. Approximately 1,200 tech apprentices have been placed in SMEs, in public sector, and in multinational corporations across Ireland since we commenced in 2018. So we have a candidate pool with candidates from age 18 upwards. Age 25 to 35 is probably, that's where a lot of the candidates lie in that age group. Mm-hmm. A lot of career changers, real tech enthusiasts, and people who want to earn by doing. So that earn and you as you learn working model. The apprenticeships, they're a two-year program where 70% of the time the apprentice is within the organization. So they're on the job working. And 30% of the time they're in education. And all of our programs are funded by government. So we're funded by SULIS. The educational aspect is delivered through education and training boards. And we have this, this incredible program and this incredible service that we have. And it's entirely free because the idea around this is to have greater diversity, greater inclusivity and greater equity in the tech sector. So you're looking at widening the net and having lots and lots of talented people involved in the tech sector.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. And before we talk, I suppose, about those apprenticeships in a little bit more detail, I want to just talk about, the current climate that we're in maybe now. And Michael, I'm going to bring you in for this one. Just in terms of businesses and cyber attacks, how vulnerable are businesses to such attacks at the moment?
Thanks, Amber. It's a problem that's facing all businesses today. You know, we'll hear a lot about the larger businesses on the news and widespread attacks, both from nation states that are targeting companies for political reasons, but also economic reasons. There's different types of attacks out there, and they're not just targeting the large organizations, they're targeting businesses of all sizes. So we work with a lot of companies that are looking to be more proactive and looking to assess what their cybersecurity looks like today and where the gaps are. Because cybersecurity isn't just an IT problem anymore. It's about business continuity, reputation, and customer trust. So a lot of the companies that we partner with and support, they're looking to have peace of mind that their business is secure and that they're doing all the right things to protect themselves and protect their customers and their data. But they're also wanting to stay one step ahead of the threats, so know what's coming. And it's a fast-changing environment, which is why the likes of the FIT apprenticeship scheme is excellent for bringing in people that are looking for careers in technology and looking to work in a fast-paced environment where the threats are changing, and also being able to manage those risks and help customers to protect themselves is giving them new skills that they can develop going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of businesses, you mentioned you'd hear about the bigger cyber attacks maybe on the news and its coverage would be quite widespread. So are businesses maybe a little bit more conscious of the risks now, Michael? And I suppose in turn then, are they maybe taking the necessary steps they should be taking to protect themselves against them?
Businesses are certainly more aware. There's been several large-scale attacks in the last 12, 18 months. Companies that we'd all be familiar with and brands that we're all familiar with. And it's not because of a lack of investment by those companies in cybersecurity. And so you could say, well, how can we protect ourselves when these larger companies can't protect themselves? But there's a lot of things that businesses can be doing to do the basics well. So a lot of companies, they realize today that they can't do it all in-house. They might not have in-house cyber expertise, but they're still targeted the same as the large organizations. We work with lots of different companies to help them understand what those basics are and how to mitigate some of the obvious cybersecurity threats. And by putting controls in place and preventing incidents from happening, you're able to help customers get that peace of mind, focus on growing their business and focus on the things that they need to be doing.
So Michael, in terms of a cyber attack, I know it's probably obvious to some people, but can you explain to us maybe some of the serious implications that can happen to a business if they aren't properly protected and they are victim to one of these attacks?
Yeah, so it can effectively shut down a business, is the worst case scenario. So just recently, we were working with a company that reached out to us last week where a cyber attack had started within the business. And it started simply from someone going to a website and browsing to a page. And then all of a sudden, pop-ups started to appear on the screen, impersonating a common antivirus product and saying that the machine was infected and had viruses. And from there, it can escalate very quickly, because if there isn't that user awareness, they might click on something thinking that they're doing the right thing to protect the machine and protect the business. Mm-hmm. But what they're actually doing is clicking on malicious content that then starts to create the attack within the environment. It can escalate very quickly. So from one machine and one user on a web page, it can then start to move laterally within the environment. And that's where the ransomware starts to come in. All of a sudden, things start to get encrypted and you get a ransom notice to say that your information won't be unencrypted unless you pay the ransom. You know, it kind of sounds simple, but they're holding companies to ransom. They're saying, we won't give you access to your systems until you pay the ransom. And depending on what protection the companies have in place, you might be able to recover from backups. But often companies that first reach out to Next Gen Cyber, they come to us and they've got backups in place, but they've never tested them. And so the last thing you want to be, or the last position you want to be in, is having to test that a backup actually works and that the data that is being backed up is good and secure when you're in the middle of an incident. You know, these things need to be practiced. So we meet a lot of companies that say, oh, yes, we've got backups. And when we ask, when was the last time you checked, do the backups work or are the backups good? The answer is often, oh, we haven't done that. And so exercising and doing disaster recovery exercises, business continuity exercises, it's almost role playing. What if this scenario was to happen to our business? And the companies that are familiar with that and are doing it regularly are better able to deal with the cyber attacks and these different types of attacks as and when they happen. So we work with a lot of companies to put that preparation in, to have a playbook for different types of incidents that can happen. And there's lots of threats, like, you know, it's not just external threats. It could be a disgruntled employee that's left the business but still has access to systems, or it could be someone accidentally deleting information and needing to recover from that. So there's many different forms of threats out there to businesses, and it's understanding what you need to do or how to manage those when they do occur.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jessica, I suppose one solution for businesses is the cybersecurity tech apprenticeship that you mentioned earlier. Can you explain to us, I suppose, what that all involves and how these apprenticeships can help businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. Just linked to Michael there in terms of the fast-paced environment. I think that's something with the apprenticeships where they work really, really well. It is a fast-paced environment and it's an ever-changing environment as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the apprenticeships work really well, because like I said, it's 70% of the time they're actually working with companies. So they're learning and they're adapting their skills and knowledge throughout that time. And 30% of the time then they're in education. So they are 2-year programs. They're QQI validated. So when an apprentice has completed their 2 years, they get a QQI Advanced Level 6 certificate. We run skills analysis across all of our programs. So all of our programs will have generative AI across all of them. We've CompTIA within our programs as well, which are highly recognized worldwide programs as well. So there's a huge amount that goes into these programs. There's a huge amount of support for the employers. There's a huge amount of support that we offer for the apprentices as well. They are nationwide. All of our apprenticeships are nationwide, and we work across a range of sectors in technology, cloud computing, networking, consulting, software, you name it, where there's a need for cybersecurity. And going back to something that Michael said, it is important in terms of being proactive with cyber and, you know, having the right people in place and making sure that you put things in place, because it is imperative that people have cybersecurity as part of their overall strategy for their business and the long-term goals of their business. With the apprenticeships, we have a fantastic We have a fantastic number of apprentices within our candidate pool. Like I mentioned, this is it's all complimentary. It's all a free service, and people can access, once you register with Solus, you can access this candidate pool. We also run upskilling initiatives. So this is something that's high on our agenda as well, because there's more and more talk of AI maybe taking some of the jobs that are currently there, where you have people who are, you know, are incredibly, you know, loyal people within your organization, and you can actually upskill people on our tech apprenticeship programs too, and you can refer people to the tech apprenticeship program as well. So it's really about building out those teams within your companies and being able to have that you know, that strength where you're ready to deal with cybersecurity issues as they arise, or be proactive that you have put in the resources into it beforehand. We actually are running a cybersecurity tech apprenticeship later in the year in Kerry. So we're looking forward to being in Kerry. And we had one that commenced last year as well. And that's the one that Michael has currently hired a tech apprentice from. So, which I believe is working out really well. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. And Michael, you might tell us a little bit about the benefits you're seeing from having a cybersecurity tech apprentice with your business.
Yeah, so we hired Jack Sheehy through the cybersecurity tech apprenticeship scheme through FIT. And as Jessica said, it's a 2-year apprenticeship. But we weren't just looking to make a hire and bring someone on board. You know, we're wanting to create the next generation of cybersecurity professionals. And it's really important for us, being based in Kerry, to be building up that skill set and that knowledge here locally. You know, being able to work with businesses and actually have someone go into the offices in person and work. You know, we can deliver a lot of work remotely, but it's great to have local talent and to be mentoring Jack on his journey. You know, he's only been with us a little over 6 months, but the value that he's adding to the business is excellent. And, you know, he's helping to understand how cyber criminals operate, how businesses can stop threats and attacks. And he's working on audits, cyber awareness, incident response, and all these things that we've been discussing. But it's great because you're getting a fresh set of eyes. You're getting that real love of learning and wanting to make a difference. And it's refreshing to have someone like Jack working with us in Next Gen Cyber, because he's asking questions. He's asking, why do we do things the way we do things? And he's challenging, in a very positive way, he's challenging what we do and how we do it. And that's good for us as a company. You know, he's getting real hands-on experience as well. So yes, there's the structured training in college, and that's really important as well. But he's then taking the structured training that he's done and he's bringing it into the workplace. And so for us as a business, it's a win-win, because he's coming into us with fresh ideas. He's questioning perhaps how we've done things and ways to improve ourselves. And then he's working with customers and he's getting real hands-on, you know, all with close supervision and being able to work with myself and others in the company. But it's a real win-win. And, you know, 6 months into the journey, it's a great experience for us as a company, and it's a good experience for Jack. We were delighted to hear about the program and to get involved. And, you know, it really highlights that there's more than one way into a cybersecurity career. You know, lots of people out there would think that the only way is through college and through university and so on, but there are different paths. It's not one way for everyone, and this is a real good way, blended mix of college and on the job learning.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic opportunity as well. It's brilliant. Jessica, before we finish up, I wanted to talk to you as well a little bit about an event that you have coming up later on this month. It's taking place next week in the RGI Hub in Killorglin. Can you tell us, I suppose, a little bit about it and who it's aimed at?
Yeah, so it's next Thursday, the 23rd, like I said, in the RGI Hub. We're going to have Michael there to talk about cybersecurity and obviously about his experiences with hiring Jack. And also, we will be discussing tech apprenticeships, how they can add huge value to your business in terms of cybersecurity talent, bringing new talent into your organization. So we're really excited about that. We're on Eventbrite. So if you put in FIT, F-I-T, in Eventbrite, it'll come up there for anyone who's interested in attending. Yeah, it'll be a really interesting day where we'll be speaking to employers and really just, I suppose, showcasing the fact that there are tech apprenticeships, and really getting that message out that this is a really, really strong, really incredible way to get tech talent within your organisation and build out your tech teams and your cyber teams.
Absolutely. It sounds brilliant and best of luck with the event. But I want to thank you both, Michael and Jessica, for coming on the show and for talking to me this evening. It's been lovely to chat to you both.
Thanks
very much, Amber.